Yeah, tell me about oxytocin.
Okay.
Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Shiel and one of
Hello,
the
everyone. Welcome.
hey. I know we're coming up to Christmas and
Ho, ho,
ho 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 indeed. But some people are challenged by Christmas.
ho.
And one of the reasons could be a lack of oxytocin.
Well, yes, so we've been talking about different hormones and neuroreceptors in the body and the brain, and we focused on the happiness ones, which are basically
Your dopamine, serotonin, yeah.
endorphins and oxytocin.
Yes.
And there's GABA too, but they're the main four that everybody focuses on. And the important thing about them is there's different foods you can eat, different supplements you can take, and different activities you can do to increase all of these.
Yes.
And so oxytocin is one that isn't focused on. If you look around the internet, you'll find a lot on dopamine, and you'll find a lot of endorphins from exercise and running, the natural pain reliever. Dopamine is your reward center, and serotonin, which converts to melatonin. We've talked about that, so it helps you relax and sleep. But we haven't done oxytocin,
Not specifically, yeah.
but oxytocin is probably the most relevant one, and it's the least looked at one for some reason. And it's interesting, the last few years during the COVID thing, a lot of the things that had to do with lockdown actually depleted people's oxytocin,
Yes.
right? And not only on an individual level, but on a broad scale. So just to look at that, and not being negative, it's just that with these hormones and neuroreceptors, if we don't use them, they actually stop functioning.
Yeah, you lose the receptors.
And by increasing the things that promote different hormones and neuroreceptors, you make the neuroreceptors grow. And oxytocin, more than the others, is very interactive with humans. Serotonin is too, very interactive on social things, getting social credit, social support, and oxytocin is too. But I'll just go through a few things. I've got a little list before we start, because we can go through vitamins and foods, but first we'll go through activities, because there's different things that we can do that actually make these hormonal neural networks grow. So let's just go through. So these are lifestyle things, and you'll find it all over the internet. There's a lot of lists you can find. So things that promote oxytocin are touch, cuddling,
Hugs.
hugs. And by doing it for a long time, by doing it for a while, it increases it. But we'll go
So
touch
you
it.
mean like 5, 10 seconds?
Yeah, we'll go
Yeah.
into that in a minute. Let's
Yeah.
just go through the list, because there's a lot of things that we can do that isn't diet yet. So touch and cuddling. Acts of loving kindness, meditation, and meditation particularly focused on kindness, being with pets and cuddling them and petting them, massage, sex, music and singing, yoga, socializing, having warm cold experiences, in other words, like going into a sauna and then a nice bath, or a hot shower and moving to a cold shower, that change. All sorts of movement and giving gifts, and also volunteering. And so we think about that list, and you can look online and you can find it's pretty easy to find, is that a lot there's a co strong correlation between oxytocin and empathy. Now, the reason I brought up the lockdown is because a lot of those things were restricted during the lockdown.
Yeah, so
And so
people were isolated. We were chronically stressed. There was a real social expectation that you didn't touch people, you didn't
Right.
hug people, you could be accidentally unwell without knowing about it and spread it to someone vulnerable. So there was this massive fear that was being pushed across the globe.
Right. And so we had the fear. And the other thing about oxytocin that's really important is it's got a really high correlation with empathy. So if our oxytocin neuroreceptors become dysfunctional from not doing the things that promote it, not taking the foods that promote it, we'll have a plummeted oxytocin, and we'll become less empathetic. And that's really incredible.
Yeah.
And we saw during the lockdown a lot of those things were restricted, and empathy declined. And you can see it in the polarization in the world. People are hard, they're not seeing the others. You could see, because it was polarized, no one was seeing the other side. People couldn't even empathize with their kids if they thought it was a health risk. You're punished for being empathetic. And on both sides of the thing, everyone was being punished when they attempted to be empathetic. There was a rule, that stopped you from producing empathy in your. And so in the world, it's taken a while to get back, but people are still,
Yeah.
because they had to suppress so many thoughts, they had to suppress so many feelings, right? Which is, so Madonna, what were you saying? You
Well,
found some things on the negative side of
yeah,
that.
so the things that deplete our oxytocin, things like chronic stress,
And
you know,
that's.
so high levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, it inhibits oxytocin
Wow,
production.
that's
You know,
amazing.
so social isolation, lack of social interactions and meaningful relationships can reduce oxytocin. And I know there's lots of people out there who have lost best mates, family members, kids, grandkids, parents. Great. And I'm not talking losing them from death. I'm talking losing them emotionally, you know, because that inability to talk with people, that inability to connect, got so disrupted with different beliefs
And
and
on both
fears
sides,
on both sides.
everybody had to
Absolutely.
suppress what they were saying and feeling,
Yeah.
so it wasn't pro-social. So that's, yeah,
Yeah.
so
And negative
cortisol,
social experiences, which is
and
exactly
right,
that,
okay,
bad
yeah.
social experiences. And the funny thing is, with my the memories coming up on Facebook at the moment, there's memories of the news reporters who were pushing the isolation. They were pushing family members to take hard lines and boundaries with family members who hadn't done
People being directly
things.
told not to hug their family members.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, and saying, well, the government guidelines are so, you know, I love you, but I won't hug you. I won't touch you. I won't have dinner with you. I won't meet up for Christmas. This was
And
deliberately
people replaced
designed.
it with online, which is probably, even though there'd be some oxytocin because some of the things are there, mainly it's not.
Yeah. And substance abuse. How many?
Or internet addiction, we'll say.
Yeah, absolutely. But substances, so abusing that also lowers oxytocin. So unfortunately, because people were locked down, like here in Melbourne in Australia, it was 2 years they were locked down.
Isn't
Two
that
years,
interesting?
just
So
crazy.
substance abuse reduces it,
Yeah.
but when you're giving up, oxytocin supports the stops the addiction symptoms.
Yeah.
So oxytocin is also an addiction help.
Yeah.
So if you're giving up, you need more oxytocin than usual.
Yeah.
And so we've gone through, so this one's pretty much the same: exercise, music, laughter. Because the other thing is, so because the other things it does, like what's the outcome, is it reduces stress, reduces anxiety, improves your mood, improves your heart rate variability. In other words, if you have high blood pressure, you can bring it down really quickly. It doesn't stay high for as long. Reduce cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Yeah,
So it actually reduces cortisol, reduces inflammation, elevates the pain threshold, so it lets the body's natural endorphins, which are what are the opioids?
yes.
It releases natural opioids, and we're not done yet. It elevates the pain threshold, yet reduces withdrawal symptoms when you're going addict from an addiction, and it releases endocannabinoids. So it releases two types of painkillers.
Yeah.
One, the one that is the
The opioids.
opioids, and it produces cannabinoids. And that's really incredible. And then during the COVID, we were told just to go home. We weren't told to take any medicines. But look what we have here. Vitamin D increases oxytocin. And we were sort of told not to have that. Vitamin C. Were there
And
any?
actually, in the last 5 years, a lot of governments around the world have reduced the amount of vitamin D that doctors are allowed to
But
prescribe.
the thing is, on all the lists on the internet, and these are, we can, you can go to studies. These are only here because they're validated by studies. And I studied this, and this is when you go into the actual studies, you see. And so when people were told to go home, not, so, you know, they weren't told to take even vitamin C when they were sick.
Yeah.
And so,
And I know people who were in a home with their families and
right.
they wore the masks and they were 100% isolated in their homes for like 10 days.
Yeah, so we have that, except what the issue is here is that this information's available freely online, and it was during the pandemic too, pandemic. But look what we need to make oxytocin: vitamin D, the first on the list, vitamin C. So these not only help colds and flus, but they help oxytocin. And people weren't recommending magnesium, taurine, and taurine is also a precursor for
Well,
serotonin.
it's an amino. No, that's tryptophan.
Oh,
So
tryptophan.
taurine's in always in supplements that are great for epilepsy and seizures and that sort of thing. It's a great brain nutrient.
Epilepsy. Well, isn't that interesting? Okay, so taurine, caffeine, estrogen, chamomile, melatonin.
And this is good estrogen.
Getting.
There's xenoestrogens out there, which is the toxic form of non-real hormone. So xenoestrogens are our plastics, our pesticides, our herbicides, those sort of things that block them. So real estrogen, which does not
Right.
cause cancer, is really powerful.
But also melatonin helps increase estrogen, fenugreek, and then
Oxytocin.
oxytocin. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, sorry. And something interesting, there's only a few of the neuroreceptors respond to smell. And so serotonin responds to, and dopamine a little bit, but especially lavender oil and bergamot. But with oxytocin, it's jasmine oil and sage oil. They actually, in your nasal, they'll help release oxytocin and also aniseed.
That's really interesting because all four of those are good for breastfeeding. And in breastfeeding, you need oxytocin to
Oxytocin.
have breastfeeding. And you also, when you breastfeed, you release a huge amount of endocannabinoids into the breast
Right.
milk, which is why babies get that I'm drunk look on their face after a nice big breastfeed.
Right, okay. Isn't that interesting? Because see, the empathy that comes from oxytocin it's twofold. One, it helps us in our love relationships because actually that's where we need to be most empathetic to make an empathy center for the whole family,
Yeah.
right? And then with the kids too, it's really important to hug and do that sort of thing. Now, what I find interesting is that these things are also available in foods. So you
Yeah.
can look up these things and see where else are they available. Obviously, vitamin D, you go out in the sun. And so we can find foods with these, but what I find interesting is that during a time, like these things aren't rocket science. All counselors know that these things produce this. And during the pandemic, the actual people in charge, they already know this.
Yeah.
So if you do a whole bunch of
So
things,
they really should have been telling people.
well, basically, if you know a whole bunch of things that decrease oxytocin, which were most things during the pandemic,
Yeah.
and then you tell them not to take vitamin C, just say go
Don't
home.
get out in the sunshine. You're not allowed to walk for more than half an hour a day.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's just interesting that we can see why. All I'm saying is that from a neurobiological perspective, we can look back at that time and see even now people need to build up their oxytocin
Yeah, because there's still that
stores.
real barrier, there's still that real anger, there's still that real frustration and division across the planet, which as human beings,
And
Russell Brand always talks about the top down, the government sort of thing.
yeah.
Humans have to stick together. Humans
And
have to
even
stick
with
together.
even taking out the whole politics, this is actually a medical issue.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And it's a lifestyle issue too. It's a counselling issue. It's a health issue that if we don't have oxytocin and we're not empathetic, what will we be?
Angry and fearful and
And the
frustrated.
other part of oxytocin, so one thing is the love thing, which makes us connect and produce. The other thing is the protective urge, which we just mentioned with the parenting. So people lost their protective urge, and we can see that there was a reduction in, and then people didn't stand up for their friends. I saw this a lot,
Yeah.
and so people, and so, and we can put that. I think you could put that down easily to a decrease in oxytocin neuroreceptors, because that just makes logical sense. And so now's the time where we need more empathy than ever. So we need to increase all of these things so that we can get back on track and get our brain getting that oxytocin working. And
Awesome.
so the best thing to do today is give someone a hug.
Excellent.
No,
Okay, everyone.
one more
Oh,
thing.
yes.
So I'll give another example. In couples counseling, one recommendation that's really good. So there's one is people do eye gazing. Just by like staring in someone's eyes that you love, that produces a hit of oxytocin. And also hugging. Hugging somebody produces a dramatic lift in oxytocin. And so in couple counseling, if people, because it's very easy to get a bit avoidant with busy life, you just become detached, you're too busy, you say hello, you don't People forget to touch each other. But at every interface where someone comes and goes, if you hug, what'll happen? What is it called? Renew? You lift your baseline oxytocin. Like, for example, things like ice bath breathing, you can lift your dopamine baseline. Because what we want to do is lift the baseline, which is make sure all the neuroreceptors are functioning
Yeah.
and working. And then the baseline comes up. And then when a situation occurs that's stressful, we might go empathy rather than fighting. And so we'll protect somebody or we'll love somebody.
Yeah.
And that's
Awesome.
called co-regulating. And we do it
So,
with babies, so we're
yeah.
co-regulating. So we should do it with everybody. We should co-regulate and get ourselves back on the empathy
Yeah.
track.
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks, everyone. Happy
Thank
Christmas.
you. Happy
Okay.
Christmas.
Love you. See you.
Bye.
Yeah. See you soon. Bye.